11 foreign nationals indicted in 3-state bank and ATM robbery spree. A federal grand jury in Central California indicted a group of 11 foreign nationals suspected of stealing millions in cash from ATMs and banks in a 6-month crime spree that covered California, Oregon, and Washington, federal prosecutors in Sacramento said on October 31. U.S. Attorney Philip Talbert said the suspects, mostly from Chile, were part of an ongoing conspiracy to break into and steal money from financial institutions. They rented short-term vacation homes between May and October and used black market rental cars during the crime spree, according to Talbert's office. In the course of the robberies, the alleged perpetrators wore construction clothing to disguise themselves as they used blowtorches, cell phone jammers, and other sophisticated tactics to break into ATMs and steal cash, according to federal and local law enforcement. More than 29 banks and credit unions were targeted, and more than $4 million in cash was stolen, federal prosecutors said. 9 of the 11 suspects from Chile, Peru, and Venezuela were arrested last week, and 2 others were arrested Wednesday, according to Talbert's office. Federal prosecutors say the targets were banks and ATMs throughout Fresno, Auburn, Merced, Clovis, Modesto, Roseville, Rocklin, Yuba City, and Fall River Mills. Incidents were also reported in Oregon, Washington, and the Los Angeles area. One of the robberies took place on September 18 at a Wells Fargo in Modesto. Federal officials said several co-conspirators scouted an adjoining business before returning during the night to cut a hole through the wall of the adjoining business to access the Wells Fargo ATMs. 4 days later, on September 22, there was a break-in and robbery at a Golden One Credit Union ATM by people dressed like a construction crew. According to law enforcement, on September 28, the group allegedly broke into Tri-County's bank in Fall River Mills in Shasta County, using blowtorches, saws, and other power tools to access the bank and its interior vaults. During this robbery, the conspirators were interrupted and left some of their tools behind, Talbert's office said in a statement released on Thursday. According to court documents, investigators tracked the crew to several short-term rental properties in Oregon and Washington, where the Federal Bureau of Investigation searched and found hundreds of pounds of robbery tools, disguises, fake identification documents, and more than $100,000 in cash, according to the U.S. Attorney's Office. Most of the defendants were arrested following the search in Washington. The search of a house in Los Angeles County resulted in the arrest of Moyano Morales, Cela Silva, and Osorio Olivares. The defendants were identified as Alex Moyano Morales, 24, of Chile. Maite Cela Silva, 26, of Chile. Eric Osorio Olivares, 20, of Chile. Pablo Valdez Rodriguez, 36, of Chile. Rosa Bastias Serra, 42, of Chile. Camilo Sepulveda Guzman, 31, of Peru. Basil da Costa Frias, 34, of Venezuela. Camilo Alarcón Alarcón, 23, of Chile. Michelle Parada Munoz, 21, of Chile. Alvaro Lagos Myers, 44, of Chile. And Humberto Jimenez Moreno, 45, of Chile. All defendants were charged with conspiracy to commit bank robbery. Moyano Morales, Cela Silva, Osorio Olivares, Valdez Rodriguez, Bastias Serra, Sepulveda Guzman, Lagos Myers, and Jimenez Moreno were also charged with bank robbery, according to the U.S. Attorney's Office. If convicted, they face a maximum penalty of 20 years in prison for bank robbery and 5 years in prison for conspiracy to commit bank robbery. The FBI field office in Sacramento and the U.S. Attorney's Office in Sacramento did not return requests seeking information about whether the 11 people arrested were part of the growing trend of burglary tourists from South America. In March, the Los Angeles Police Department warned the public about gangs of burglary tourists from South America. According to the LAPD, the suspected criminals were increasingly exploiting U.S. temporary visas, which don't require background checks, to fly into Los Angeles and rob mansions, then flee back home with the valuables. Los Angeles police reported that in 2023, 94 burglaries were attributed to foreign burglary tourists in just one section of the city.